Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week, I want to discuss what happens when you break no contact. And of course, the definition of no contact is when someone has broken up with you, you don't contact them again. You let them contact you. So that's no contact. And often when people are doing that, they feel anxious, fearful, and they often think of breaking no contact and contacting their ex. So I want to show you what happens when you do break no contact, because it's not pretty. So if you've seen my YouTube video or even heard the podcast, How to Easily Get Your Ex Back, you'll see on YouTube there are hundreds of comments underneath there, and many of them say that they did contact their ex, they did break no contact, and not in one instance did anyone say, I contacted my ex and now we're back together. No one ever said that from all the comments that have been posted so far. However, there are a few comments from people who said that they did not contact their ex and their ex contacted them and now they're back together. So that's reason number one why you should not contact your ex. Number two is even with my coaching clients, I see that. Because when they do break no contact, even though I've told them not to do it, they still do it. They let fear and anxiety get the best of them. And they think, well, if I can just talk to them, it'll all work out. Or if I can just talk to them, I'll feel better. And they may feel better for a day, maybe even a week. Their ex may stay in contact with them for a short time, but then it usually goes downhill again. And so at no time during my coaching has someone broken no contact and contacted their ex and they got back together. So again, more evidence that there's no point in contacting your ex. And then I actually have a personal story of someone that I was dating a few years ago, and I was basically forced to break up with him because he canceled 3 dates in a row in a space of about 2 weeks. And so by the time he canceled the 3rd date, I was done. And I basically ghosted him. I didn't even let him know it was over. So he started calling the next day. Oh, I'm sorry, you know, I couldn't come last night, blah, blah, blah. But I was done. And he continued to call for several months, leaving messages, emails, whatever, and I did not contact him. So he broke no contact, and it didn't make me contact him, even though he was begging and pleading for me to get in touch with him. If anything, it did the opposite. If anything, it boosted my ego, the fact that he missed me so much. And also, I was actually gaining pleasure in his pain, and this is not uncommon. This happens a lot because since I was basically forced to break up with him, because if I had stayed with him, I would have basically said I was a doormat. It's okay, go ahead, you know, cancel as many dates as you want and I'll still be here for you. And I wasn't going to let that happen. So I had no choice but to break up with him, even though I didn't want to. So I had been in pain and now I was happy that he was in pain because I felt he deserved it. And so that happens a lot. So by contacting your ex, not only are you boosting their ego, but depending on the message that you leave, they're actually going to be happy that you're in pain, as crazy as it sounds. It's just a natural reaction. And he, after a while, he stopped. After a few months, he finally stopped contacting me. And then about 15 months later, he even showed up at the gym where I work out, and he positioned himself on a cardio machine near the ladies' dressing room, thinking, well, when she walks out, she'll see me, and then I'll be right here, and then we'll talk. Nope. I was done. I still didn't want to talk to him, so he was sitting there smiling, thinking that I was going to talk to him when I walked by, and I just kept on walking. I did not care. However, a short time after that, I was doing a radio show at that time, and I interviewed a woman who talked about ending things in a karmically correct way. And ghosting is not karmically correct. And so I thought, oh no, I'm going to have to do something, because I try to do the right thing as much as possible. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have to at least apologize for the way I ended things just so I can end this correctly. So I sent him an email doing just that. Didn't want to hear back from him, didn't care if I heard back from him, but of course, 10 minutes later, he called. You know, so we chatted, blah, blah, blah. And then a few weeks later, you know, we got together. And at that time, he said to me that he realized, after I broke up with him, that I could have been the one. So notice how he came to that conclusion, not because I stayed in the relationship and let him treat me like a doormat and nagged him and got upset because he canceled dates. He came to that conclusion because I did no contact. See, so no contact can work both ways to make the person realize that they've done something wrong. Even if you were the one that ended the relationship, if you do no contact, then they're forced to think things through. And notice that he didn't do no contact and it didn't do him any good. All his calling didn't get him anywhere. It just let me know that I could take as long as I wanted to get back to him and he'd be there waiting. So I hope I convinced you that it's rarely, if ever, a good idea to break no contact. And so if you're thinking of breaking no contact, listen to this instead of contacting your ex. So if you have any comments or questions or you're interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would really appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. If you're listening to this on YouTube, please subscribe. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.